Welcome to episode 1836 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself this time today to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, I want to congratulate you. You have reached the final episode of our week-long series to trust yourself. This is part of a four-part series in a confidence collection. Tomorrow, we launch into a new confidence theme, and the theme is how others perceive you. How others can trust you. So as you close out this week's series, I hope you will celebrate today. I like to celebrate by meditating outside. I meditate outside as often as I can. I know it's not always possible to meditate outside, but if you could meditate outside at least once a week, you will take your meditation to the next level. Also, at the very final episode of a series, I encourage you to spend a little longer meditating. For me, this is always on a Saturday because I record the final episode in a series on a Saturday. A brand new series always starts on a Sunday as you launch into a new week. And today may not be a Saturday for you, but if you could sit in stillness and celebrate, honor yourself for all the work you've been doing all week long as you trusted yourself. I am going to share with you what I always do in the final episode, and that is a reflection back over your week. When you reflect back over your week, you gain awareness, and this awareness is a treasure full of gems of how you lived your life throughout the week. And when you assess how you managed your emotions, what worked for you, and what was difficult for you throughout the week, you begin to progress in life and in your meditation ritual and in managing your emotions, and you become happier and more confident in life, and you trust yourself more. Before I get you started on your weekly reflection, I want to share some final words with you about boundaries. When you launched into this series, I shared with you from the book Boundaries, When to Say Yes, When to Say No, to Take Control of Your Life by Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend. And throughout the week, you were guided to establish boundaries in your life with yourself and with others. And this helps you to trust yourself when you have safety. Well, I want to share with you a little insight about your boundaries. And this is on page 42 and 43 of the book. It's called Good In, Bad Out. Boundaries help us to distinguish our property so that we can take care of it. They help us to guard our heart with all diligence. We need to keep things that will nurture us inside our fences and keep things that will harm us outside. In short, boundaries help us keep the good in and the bad out. They guard our treasures so that people will not steal them. They keep the pearls inside. Sometimes we have bad on the inside and good on the outside. In these instances, we need to be able to open up our boundaries to let the good in and to let the bad out. In other words, our fences need gates in them. For example, if I find that I have some pain I need to process, I need to get it out so that it doesn't continue to poison me on the inside. And when the good is on the outside, we need to open our gates to let it in. We need to receive goodness. Other people have good things to give us, and sometimes we need to open up to them. Often we will close our boundaries to good things from others, staying in a state of deprivation. So boundaries are not walls to wall yourself off from others. In fact, the goal is to help you to feel more connected with others in a positive way. Often when people are abused while growing up, they reverse the function of boundaries and keep the bad in and the good out. For example, when a woman was growing up, she suffered abuse from her father. She was not encouraged to develop good boundaries. As a result, she would close herself off, holding the pain inside. She would not open up to express her hurt and get it out of her soul. She also would not open up to let support from the outside in to heal her. In addition, she would continually allow others to dump more pain into her soul. Consequently, she walled herself off from support from the outside. She had to reverse the ways her boundaries worked. She needed fences that were strong enough to keep the bad out and gates in those fences to let out the bad already in her soul and let in the good she desperately needed. So as you reflect over your week and you think about your own boundaries and gates you may need to open to let goodness in, or to allow pain and fears and doubts and anger out, reflect on your big wins for the week. Those might be the times when you let in goodness, or when you had a clear boundary to keep out something harmful. And as you reflect on the parts of your week that were challenging and difficult, think about those times when maybe you shut yourself off from the goodness, or you allowed poisonous thoughts or harmful people to infiltrate your boundaries. Reflect on how you lived your life this week and what you could do to establish boundaries that will allow you this ebb and flow of giving and receiving and allowing and not allowing as you go throughout your days. If you'd like full guided meditations and go a little more deeply into the weekly series, there is a half-hour guided meditation every day on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try the app for 2 weeks free access to over 1,800 guided meditations. That's full access to the full app. And again, it's the Sip and Om meditation app. As you settle yourself down to meditate, know that you are so worth slowing down for.